Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, June 29th, 2025.
Senate Republicans push Trump's major tax bill. On June 28, 2025, Senate Republicans unveiled a bold plan to advance President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, a significant tax cut and spending proposal. This extensive 940-page bill aims to extend the tax cuts from 2017, while increasing funding for military and border security. Analysts warn that if the House of Representatives approves it, the national debt could rise by about $3 trillion, currently at $36.2 trillion. The White House argues this bill could cut the annual deficit by $1.4 trillion. The Senate, with a Republican majority of 53-47, is set to meet at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Saturday to debate. Trump is pushing for its passage before the July 4th Independence Day holiday, emphasizing its potential to boost economic growth. However, the bill faces resistance from both some Republicans and Democrats, leaving its future uncertain.
USN's temporary protected status for Haitians. The U.S. government has decided to end temporary protected status, or TPS, for Haitian migrants, effective September 2, 2025. TPS was granted after the devastating earthquake in Haiti in 2010, allowing people to stay in the U.S. due to ongoing violence and disasters. Despite the extension of TPS because of severe gang violence and political turmoil, Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem believes conditions in Haiti have improved enough for safe returns. This decision raises serious concerns among supporters who argue that the situation is still dire, with over 5,600 lives lost to gang violence last year and 1.3 million people displaced. Currently, about 260,000 Haitians benefit from TPS, and ending it could lead to deportations and increased instability. This move reflects a broader trend in U.S. immigration policy, especially under former President Donald Trump, who aimed to revoke TPS for various groups. Additionally, the U.S. Department of State has issued a Level 4 travel warning for Haiti, advising Americans against travel due to life-threatening conditions.
U.S.-China trade agreement on rare earth minerals. On June 26, 2025, the United States and China reached a significant trade agreement to enhance the export of rare earth minerals to the U.S. This deal marks a crucial step in easing the ongoing trade war between these two economic giants. President Donald Trump expressed hope for future trade deals, including potential agreements with India. Negotiations kicked off in May 2025 in Geneva, leading to a structured agreement finalized in London. Currently, China controls about 70% of the rare earth market and processes around 90% of the global supply. The agreement addresses high tariffs, with the U.S. imposing a steep 145% tariff on certain Chinese goods, while China responds with a 125% tariff on U.S. products. China has also pledged to remove non-tariff barriers on U.S. goods, which could ease tensions and improve trade relations. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick highlighted the deal's importance for manufacturing, especially in electric vehicles and high-tech products. The U.S. is also in discussions with countries like Vietnam, South Korea, Japan, and the European Union to create favorable trade terms and further reduce tariffs.
Claudia Sheinbaum takes action against SpaceX over rocket debris. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum is taking action against SpaceX, the aerospace company founded by Elon Musk, after rocket debris fell into Mexico. On June 19, 2025, a SpaceX Starship rocket exploded during a routine test in Texas, scattering remnants across Tamaulipas, about 300 kilometers away. This incident has raised serious concerns about pollution in the area. Local officials detected contamination and are investigating its environmental impact. Governor Americo Villarreal Anaya emphasized the need for strict safety measures to protect urban areas from potential dangers. Sheinbaum is also looking into whether any international laws were violated, which could lead to legal action. Meanwhile, SpaceX claims its recovery efforts have been blocked by trespassers and insists the debris poses no risks. This situation highlights the urgent issue of space debris and its environmental effects, prompting us to think about the future of space exploration.
Investigation of former President Yoon Suk-yeol. Former South Korean President Yoon has been called by an independent prosecutor to answer questions about his unsuccessful attempt to impose martial law in December 2022. Yoon's legal team argues that the prosecutor's demands for him to appear under media scrutiny violate his rights and aim to publicly humiliate him. This controversial move has raised alarms in a nation that has made significant strides in democracy since the 1980s. Following this attempt, Yoon was charged by the South Korean parliament, and the Constitutional Court confirmed his impeachment in April 2023. Earlier this year, he was arrested for resisting a court warrant but was released after 52 days due to legal technicalities. The independent prosecutor, appointed in June 2023, has gathered over 200 investigators to dig deeper into Yoon's actions. This situation raises important questions about the balance between political accountability and individual rights in South Korea's democracy. What does this mean for the future of democracy in the country?
Market reactions to Trump's policies amid global tensions. On June 28, 2025, U.S. financial markets soared, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite Index reaching all-time highs. This surge came despite worries about President Donald Trump's erratic policymaking, which investors viewed as a fragile situation. Back in April, Trump announced tariffs on major trading partners, causing the S&P 500 to drop by 19%, bringing it close to a bear market. These tariffs raised fears of rising consumer prices and strained international trade. A relief rally followed a U.S.-brokered ceasefire between Israel and Iran, which ended a 12-day air battle that had pushed crude oil prices up and heightened inflation concerns. After the ceasefire, Trump eased some of his more extreme tariff proposals, helping to calm investor sentiment. Meanwhile, J.P. Morgan Chase described the environment as one of extreme policy uncertainty. The CBOE VIX, a measure of market volatility, peaked at 52.3 during the tariff crisis, but has since dropped to 16.3, indicating reduced market fear. These events highlight the complex relationship between political decisions, global tensions, and financial markets.
Senate Republicans proposed changes to electric vehicle tax credits. On June 28, 2025, Senate Republicans announced a plan to cut the $7,500 tax credit for new electric vehicles and the $4,000 credit for used ones by September 30, 2025. This marks a major shift from former President Joe Biden's support for electric vehicles and renewable energy in the fight against climate change. The new legislation also aims to ease penalties for automakers that don't meet fuel efficiency rules, potentially boosting gasoline-powered vehicle production. Additionally, it proposes a tax break on interest for auto loans on new cars made in the U.S. until 2028, phasing out for individuals earning over $100,000 a year. In related news, President Donald Trump recently blocked California's plan to stop selling gasoline-only vehicles by 2035, a move already adopted by 11 other states, covering about one-third of the U.S. auto market.
New ministers appointed amid EU subsidy scandal. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has made headlines by appointing four new cabinet ministers following a shocking scandal involving the misuse of European Union agricultural subsidies. This major controversy revolves around the dishonest distribution of EU funds to unqualified farmers, resulting in the resignation of five senior officials from the Ministry of Rural Development and Food. The new ministers are Thanos Plevris, Minister of Migration and Asylum, Harry Theoharis, Deputy Foreign Minister, Yiannis Andrianos, Deputy Minister for Rural Development and Food, and Christos Dermatzopoulos, Deputy Minister for Digital Governance. Government spokesperson Pavlos Marinakis confirmed that these ministers will be sworn in next Monday. This situation raises serious concerns about the management of EU agricultural subsidies and highlights the urgent need for reforms to ensure accountability in government spending. What does this mean for the future of agricultural funding in Greece?
Elon Musk critiques new tax bill. Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk has launched a fiery critique of a new tax and spending bill from the U.S. Senate, calling it utterly insane and destructive. He warns that this legislation could cost millions of jobs across America, favoring outdated industries while threatening the growth of essential new markets. Musk shared his concerns on the social media platform X, where he has a massive following. His comments spark a vital debate about the government's role in shaping economic progress, especially in sectors crucial for innovation and environmental responsibility. As discussions continue, the potential impact on job creation and the economy raises urgent questions for everyone.
Funeral for Iranian leaders and scientists. On June 28, 2025, Tehran was filled with mourners for the funeral of military leaders and nuclear scientists who lost their lives in the recent conflict with Israel. The violence began on June 13 when Israel launched airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. The ceremony honored 16 scientists and 10 senior military commanders, including Major General Mohammad Bagheri and General Hossein Salami. Their coffins were displayed in Azadi Square, surrounded by flags and heartfelt tributes from the crowd. This event, called the Martyrs of Power Procession, remembered a total of 60 individuals, including 4 women and 4 children. President Masoud Pezeshkian and other officials attended, while Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi praised the Iranian resistance against 2 nuclear-armed regimes. The conflict intensified when the United States joined on June 22, conducting strikes on Iranian sites. Reports indicate that over 600 people were killed on the Iranian side before a ceasefire on June 25, with nearly 1,000 fatalities reported by activist news agency Rana. In Israel, 28 people were killed, with over 3,200 injured. This ongoing conflict highlights the deepening tensions surrounding Iran's nuclear ambitions and its relationships with Israel and the United States.
Middle Corridor Initiative, a new era in global trade. On June 28, 2025, in Istanbul, Turkey, Turkish Minister of Transport and Infrastructure Abdulkadir Uraloglu announced the Middle Corridor Initiative. This bold project aims to create a vital link between Asia and Europe, revitalizing the historic Silk Road. Known as the Trans-Caspian East-West Middle Corridor Initiative, it connects Turkey with the South Caucasus, the Caspian Sea, Central Asia, and China. Uraloglu highlighted the corridor's potential to boost trade for regional nations. Currently, cargo from East Asia can reach Europe in just 18 days, with plans to cut that time to as little as 13 days. Spanning about 2,200 kilometers through Turkey, many sections are already active. This initiative promises to enhance trade efficiency and drive economic growth in Turkey and its neighbors.
International support for LGBTQI rights on Pride Day 2025. On June 29, 2025, foreign ministries from Canada, Australia, Brazil, and several European countries, including Spain, Belgium, Colombia, and Ireland, came together to share a powerful message supporting LGBTQI rights for Pride Day. They condemned the alarming rise in hate speech and unfair treatment against LGBTQI individuals, emphasizing the urgent need to reject violence and stigma as violations of human rights. Notably absent from this coalition was the United States, a nation that has historically championed LGBTQI rights, but has seen a reduction in protections recently. In Hungary, fierce protests erupted as tens of thousands rallied against a law from Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's government that bans pride marches, showcasing strong public support for LGBTQI rights. This moment serves as a vital reminder of the ongoing global struggle for equality and the importance of standing together in solidarity. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.